thank you for the introduction. Like you said, my name is Zachary Lancaster, and I'll be speaking on the efficacy of post-emergence herbicides depending on the size of Palmer amaranth at application. And as many of us know, or we all know, that Palmer amaranth is one of the world's worst weeds, and is especially troublesome here in the Mid-South. Palmer amaranth can reduce crop yield and interfere with harvest. Being a C4 plant, Palmer amaranth generally outgrows most of our agronomic crops since they are C3 plants. And under ideal conditions, Palmer amaranth can grow up to 3 inches per day. Palmer amaranth can produce up to 600,000 seeds per plant, according to Kelly et al. 1987. And obviously that has a huge impact on our soil seed bank of seeds. And it has a high tendency to develop herbicide resistance. To move into a little bit of herbicide resistance with Palmer amaranth, here's a map of Palmer amaranth herbicide resistance across the United States in 2015. And although this is slightly outdated, and we know there's a few more states that definitely have glyphosate resistance, it kind of gives you an idea of what we're dealing with this herbicide resistance issue and how big of a problem it is. You can see multiple states have multiple different herbicides that Palmer amaranth is resistant to. Most all of them have glyphosate resistance, which would be our Roundup herbicides. You see the yellow bars, that's our ALS resistance, which, I mean, we use ALS herbicides a lot in cotton, such as Invoke. You have, even in Arkansas most recently, we have confirmed PPO resistance in Palmer amaranth, so that takes away some of our pre-emergence residual herbicides for cotton. And so whenever you add up all these herbicide resistance that we have to Palmer amaranth, you're really left with few options to control it. You're maybe looking at glufosinate in the Liberty Link system, or the auxin herbicides in the coming up Enlist or Extend systems. So what is the overall cost of herbicide resistance? I mean, obviously you have decreased control from the herbicides that we apply, and that has a direct application to our growers, such as yield. And you have increased cost of herbicide programs associated with cotton now that we have herbicide-resistant Palmer amaranth. In Arkansas, we see that we have about an average of $117 per acre, and that was in 2015, according to Userhaus et al. 2016. And whenever you have all this reduced herbicide activity, you're seeing many escapes in our field. And most of the times, those have to be controlled manually after the fact. And that can be another huge cost to a cotton grower, you know, in just the physical labor they have to do to conduct that, or the cost of hiring a crew. And I know if I was out in the middle of the field in the middle of the summer, sweating, controlling Palmer amaranth with a hoe, I might be thinking, is there a better option than this? And there might be some new exciting options on the way, and one of those could be automated weed control. Whenever I speak about automated weed control, we can look at either our aerial applications, either by UAV, or many people might know them as drones, or you could see such as a land application with a pool sprayer. And the main thing about automated weed control is going to be spectral recognition, and that's going to be actually being able to identify a weed species and separate it from our crop species so we can make specific individual herbicide applications to that weed species. And generally, these herbicide applications are going to be the use of broad-spectrum herbicides. Here's just a little basic diagram of what we'd see with a land-based automated weed control system. You have your, at the bottom there, you have your machine vision, which is going to identify the weed species and separate them from the crops. And it's going to send that data to the weed and crop identification, which is going to be like your computer system. That's going to analyze the data that the camera is sending to it. You'll be using autonomous navigation, such as you'll set up a grid with your field so it knows where to go. And at the bottom of the rig, you'll probably have a plant-specific herbicide applicator, which is going to provide a small amount of herbicide to that individual weed. And with this background information on some of these automated weed control systems, we were curious what actual herbicide programs would be effective for Palmer amaranth control for using it in like spot applications with an automated system. And that overall leads me to my hypothesis for our research, which is that herbicides will have varying levels of control dependent on Palmer amaranth size at application. and that our overall objective for this research is to evaluate the efficacy of post-emergence herbicides on Palmer amaranth at multiple sizes at the time of application. For materials and methods for this research, it was set up as a two-factor factorial randomized complete block design, with our factor A being our Palmer amaranth size at application, and our factor B being our herbicide treatment applied. And this was conducted at two different locations this year in 2016, at Lawn Man Cotton Research Station in Marianna, Arkansas, and at the University of Arkansas Research and Extension Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, with both of these tests being established in early August. To give you kind of an idea of how we set up this test, it was basically a normal set up as a normal spray and rate trial, where when I say that, we had our about 10 foot by 25 foot plot size where we applied a blanket herbicide application to that plot. But within that plot, we flagged our different size Palmer amaranth from a natural population that occurred there. And with that, we flagged four Palmer amaranth plants at 2, 5, 8, and 12 inches in Marianna. And we looked at 5, 8, 12, 18, and 24 inches in Fayetteville. For assessment data, we looked at visual assessment of control at 1, 2, and 3 weeks after treatment. And we rated that on a scale of 0% being no control and 100% being complete plant death. For our herbicide treatments we evaluated, we had 6 total herbicide treatments. We also included untreated check for comparison. For our first herbicide treatment, we looked at Liberty, which is glufosinate, and we applied that at 43 fluid ounces per acre. We again looked at Liberty, and we looked at 72 fluid ounces per acre. We had Gramoxone, which is Paraquat, at 78 fluid ounces per acre. We looked at Gramoxone added with Caparol 4L, which is Paraquat and Permetrin, at 78 and 32 fluid ounces per acre, respectively. And then we looked at Clarity, which is Dicamba, at 16 fluid ounces per acre and at 32 fluid ounces per acre. For data analysis of this experiment, the data from Fayetteville and Marianna were analyzed separately due to those differences in growth stages that we evaluated at each location. And our means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at a 0.05 level. And our data was analyzed using JUMP 12.1 Pro. So to move into some of the results from this research, for both locations we found that we had a significant growth stage by herbicide interaction. To set up this graph, on our x-axis we have our herbicide treatments being Liberty at both low and high rates, Gramoxone plus Caparol, and our Clarity at both a low and a high rate. On our y-axis we have our percent control, which ranged from 0 to 100% control. And at, up top we have our legend for our different growth stages, where we have our blue bars representing our 2-inch growth stages, our orange bars being 5-inch growth stages, green bars being 8-inch, our lighter blue bar being 12-inch, and our yellow bar being 18 inches. And on the far right of the screen, you can see a bar in the corner, and that's going to be kind of an LSD bar, where we had an LSD of 7 for this experiment, or actually a 12, I'm sorry, for this experiment, and this can kind of visualize those differences. So the first thing I would like to point out with this data is that at 3 weeks after treatment, for all of our Palmer amaranth that we applied at the 2-inch growth stages, we were seeing 100% control. And this is what you would expect because this falls within our application range that we see on the labels for all these herbicides. But for many of our herbicides, as we increase the size of our Palmer amaranth, we're seeing drastically decreased levels of control. You see that for Liberty at both the low and high rates, and you also see that with Clarity at both the low and high rates. But if you look at the middle of the screen, you see our Gramoxone and our Gramoxone plus Caparol treatments. And with those treatments, we're seeing fairly high levels of control, even far out into a very large Palmer amaranth sizing of 18 inches. And you're going to see that we have, it's not statistically significant, but we do have a numerical increase from our Gramoxone plus Caparol treatment. And according to Norsworthy et al. In 2012, where he stated that you see synergy whenever you add Gramoxone plus Caparol, and that's what we believe we're seeing there with the high levels of control. Move on to a couple of pictures from this research. On the left You have our Liberty with a low rate, and that's a 12-inch Palmer Amaranth at the time of application. And you can see that we did burn off some of the top of the leaves and top of the plant of that Palmer Amaranth, but at 3 weeks after treatment, we're seeing a lot of regrowth coming out. But if you look at a Gramoxone treatment, which was even a slightly larger plant, they rate it at 13 inches, it's completely gone. And that's 100% weed control at that 3 weeks after treatment timing. A couple more pictures from this. Again, 3 weeks after treatment, we see our Gramoxone plus Caparol treatment. And this was actually a 24-inch Palmer Amaranth at that time of application. And, there's a little bit of residue on the ground, but it's completely controlled. Whereas in comparison, we're looking at our Clarity at a low rate. And this is a little bit smaller Palmer Amaranth at 18 inches, but it almost looks like he never even applied a herbicide at the 3 weeks after treatment timing, and it looks no worse for the wear. Now I'd like to move into our results from our Fayetteville location, and generally we saw higher levels of control in Fayetteville, and we believe this is due to probably a little difference in the population of Palmer Amaranth and the environmental conditions at time of application. We had very high temperatures, high humidity, and we applied early in the day. That's why we're seeing that the Liberty treatment's really having a higher level of control here in Fayetteville. But the main thing I want to point out again is if you look at that Gramoxone and Gramoxone plus Caparol treatments, for both locations, we're seeing even at the very largest Palmer Amaranth growth size, we're seeing over 90% control. And again, with our Clarity at a high rate, we start to see that drop-off in control once we get to a larger Palmer Amaranth size. So for overall conclusions from this research, we find that herbicides did vary in their level of control depending on size of Palmer Amaranth at time of application, so we failed to reject our hypothesis. And overall, we find that Gramoxone and Gramoxone plus Caparol produced our greatest Palmer Amaranth control, and that's over a range of sizes and at both locations. And our control declined more rapidly with our Clarity treatment at the low and high rate when compared to our other herbicides. Future research for autonomous weed control, we want to look at continued development of better spectral recognition so we can more accurately separate our crop from our weed species in the field. We'd also like to determine crop sensitivity to these herbicides applied autonomously. And what I mean by that is when we're applying a spot application, even though we're not broadcast applicating these herbicides, they can still have an effect on a crop. We want to see how much effect it can have on our crop species. And we also want to evaluate the efficacy of our herbicide programs on multiple species. Yes, Palmer Amaranth is extremely important, but there are definitely multiple weed species we have to deal with. Acknowledgements, I'd like to thank the University of Arkansas Research and Extension System as a whole, more specifically our weed science group. And I would take any questions you might have at this time. Yes, sir. Either one of y'all, y'all are lined up. It was, I believe, the rate of Caparol was 32 fluid ounces, sir. Yes, sir. So the question was, where do we come up with these rates for Liberty and some of our other herbicides? And yes, they are higher than our common use rates. And we're kind of curious how this would work out with maybe label restrictions for these. But when you're looking at a spot application, if we're just picking a few plants per acre, or say we're applying overall a much lower level of active ingredients over that whole acre if we're applying with these spot applications. So I am curious how label restrictions, how they would set that up for spot applications. But we felt like we wanted to see the highest levels of control, and we know we'd get that with the higher levels of herbicide.
Thank you, Zach.
Oh, thank you.